It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Now that spring is here, households and businesses are no doubt doing some spring cleaning. But if you want to help the environment or earn some additional cash, where and how you do recycle some of the items you're discarding is very important in the equation here. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of recycling. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. If you have a plastic bottle on your desk today, at the end of the day, do not throw it in the regular trash. Take it to the recycle.
Okay.
Okay. That's our tip for today, Paul. Got it?
Got it.
Got it. Okay.
So why is recycling so – well, I mean, this is
– No, no. But
I mean, this is almost a rhetorical question, but why is recycling so important?
Well, really, is we have to sort of go deep. So here's why. First of all, when we define recycling, we look at the process of changing waste materials into new products to prevent the waste of potentially useful materials. So we recycle to do things like reduce the consumption of fresh raw materials, reduce energy usage, reduce air and water pollution, lower greenhouse emissions. So recycled materials include glass, paper, metal, plastics, textiles, electronics. Then you can also compost or reuse biodegradable waste, such as food or garden waste, and that's also considered recycling. So we see two different types. Now, recycling is now mandatory for every resident, business, office, and institution in the city of Pittsburgh. It really helps the city recover valuable resources and save energy, and also it generates revenue and saves on landfill costs. So the tonnage is reported by the private haulers, and then the city is able to capture some revenue from that. So that's sort of the why, the big why behind it, Paul.
Yeah, and now people listening to this might be skeptical because there are plenty of people who do not recycle.
That is correct.
So why should they feel guilty about not doing that?
Okay, so we're
or that they're missing an opportunity by not doing that.
Okay, so what we need to do, really, I need to make you feel guilty by looking at the numbers. Okay, Paul, here's the quiz. How many tons of waste do Americans generate per day?
How many tons of waste per day?
Americans, correct.
You always do this to me.
I know. Come on.
All right. Well, hang on. I'm going to say, okay, this is all over the United States of America.
That is correct.
Does that include Alaska and Hawaii?
Yes, Paul.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, these might be statistics from the lower 48 I know. All right. I'm going to say 5 billion.
It's actually 765 tons of waste per day, and 60% of it is organic. So that's per day.
How many?
765,000 tons of waste.
I had billions of tons.
Yeah, so that's okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, that's better.
It's better than you thought.
Yes.
So the average American generates 4.6 pounds per day of trash, but they only recycle a pound and a half of that. So basically, you're discarding 3.5 pounds that could be recycled. We represent Americans 5% of the world's population, but we generate 30% of the world's garbage. So I feel like we really have a responsibility. Our disposal costs per year in the United States are $100 billion annually. So you can really see these are some of the reasons why it's socially responsible to recycle. And when you look at plastic, one ton of recycled plastic saves 685 gallons of oil and 30 cubic yards of landfill space. And that's a lot of landfill space.
Is it conceivable that you could recycle and compost to the point where you would not have any garbage at all?
Well, we're going to have to throw that out to some of our experts, and I hope we have some experts who are listening. I'd like to think so, but I think that'd be really tough given that we produce so much plastic and metal. And when you think about it, it's pretty much in everything. But I think that we really can get better. We throw away 35 billion plastic bottles each year. So that is why that bottle on your desk in your office needs to be recycled today.
I have a recycle container. We all do here at the Community Broadcast Center. And we drop our plastic bottles in those. So
it's so important. So I think that is what we're looking at when we look at the numbers.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the business of recycling with Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. So what are some local recycling businesses?
Well, there's a couple that we found that I think are really interesting. Ag Recycle is headquartered here in Pittsburgh. It's a leader in organic recycling. It was founded in 1991, and they're a composting company dedicated to recycling and reusing natural materials to enhance soil and foster plant growth. And here's an interesting fact about them. They started servicing the Pittsburgh Pirates, who recycle. Good for you, Pirates. Great. They started recycling in 2009. The service began to service them. And the Pittsburgh the PNC Parks use of compostable products has increased significantly, which is really important. There's a good old Construction Junction. We all love Construction Junction. If you haven't been there in the East End, you have to go. But they support and promote conservation through the reuse of building materials. So they keep usable building materials out of landfills, and they provide them to the community at a really good cost. So that is definitely a product that I like, and I think it's a wonderful service. There is a Steel Recycling Institute on Anderson Drive, and I think that's also unique. So there are lots, and we have a big list on your website.
Well, that's and I'm very proud of the Pirates. Glad to hear that they are recycling. Cool? Now they just need to recycle some wins.
Well, I'm not going to go there now. We know
some runs, some hits. But what are the economic benefits for recycling for businesses? Okay. What are the benefits there? So you know what? Because let's face it, what's in it for
for businesses?
That's
right.
That's what the managers are going to ask.
Yeah, and we know that it's required by the city of Pittsburgh and many other locations. But why do it? So the economic and benefits are different than really the environmental benefits. But turning waste into valuable raw materials, here's what it does. Recycling creates jobs. It builds more competitive manufacturing industries. And it significantly adds to the U.S. economy. Here's what's happening now. Businesses are facing legal obligations for their waste. And in some industries, the producers have legal responsibility for disposing of their products, such as packaging, electronics, batteries, vehicles. You can't just toss those on the side of the road. So if you have better waste practices, it really does and can save on your bottom line. And there are penalties if you fail to do this.
I suppose. And we all know electronics become obsolete very quickly. With regard to your old your old television set or your old phone.
Right, your old phone. Now,
what are the recycling opportunities for these?
So again, Construction Junction will take some of your computers and electronics. Goodwill Industries of Southwestern PA has been working with Dell since 2004, and they will collect electronics, and you can take related equipment over there, which is a great way to get rid of things. So you want to contact your local Goodwill. That's a great opportunity. The Best Buy retailer will take televisions.
Best Buy, it's even the big old bulbous tube.
Yeah, the big one. So
all
that's
right.
Good to know.
I got a
and
couple.
And this one I really like, 911 Cell Phone Bank. It's 911cellphonebank.org. What they are is they've created a nonprofit for readily available sources of emergency cell phones. And so what happens is they refurbish a lot of these phones and they make them available on an emergency basis for victims and service organizations nationwide. So if you have old cell phones, go online and check them out.
Very interesting. And
and
these would be for use as regular
A lot of them are maybe one-off.
Strictly for emergency
type
things?
The idea is really for emergency when if you lose cell phones or for victims or for people that really don't have access to a ready-made, a ready cell phone.
This is something you can carry in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, this is all good information. And as always, Rebecca Harris, Director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, joining us looking today at the business of recycling. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us, as always.
And what are you going to do with that plastic bottle, Paul?
I'm going to drop it in the can that's right next to my desk with the recycling logo on it.
Okay, that's good.
The recycling logo, the blue one,
the blue can. The blue one. Thanks, Paul. Great to talk to you.
Rebecca, the recycling police are here. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and your story ideas at ESSPGH at WESA.FM. So submit an idea to us. You just may end up hearing it on the air. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you again tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.